Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of day where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. When God chooses an individual or family or nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. He causes them to walk by faith and not by sight and to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is, to trust him more and more, and to believe what he said, believe what he's promised, believe what he said will happen. And as they do, they see the demonstration of God's power in their life, making them and shaping them for his glory. The favor life, that place, is that life, that favor with God and man that we get and receive by faith when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is a place where God's favor causes ways to be made, doors to be opened. And many people have said, and I believe it, favor is not fair. God causes you to have favor that makes your enemies be your footstool. This place is also that place of there, that process of there, that place where God, we see and read in the Bible, where God took even Abraham and Sarah through a process of making them and shaping them and getting them ready for the promise, getting them ready for what they were going to do and what they would have to teach the other Israelites and what would have to carry on so that they would expect and know what God was going to do through Jesus Christ, but also to keep the covenant of God and walk with him in a relationship of intimacy, knowing that God is faithful and that he's a jealous God and that he wants them to be the apple of his eye and for them to serve him only. So we see that process where God even did that process in their life with the children of Israel when he took them out of Egypt and he allowed them to walk through the wilderness for 40 years, and they became stiff-necked to the process of God. They hated it. They hated what God was doing, and they always wanted the former thing and not what God was going to do in their life and the relationship that God wants to build in them. So we don't want to be stiff-necked to the promises of God, the hand of God, the word of God, or the covenant of God. We want to be submitted unto it so that we can receive all that God has for us. That place of Abraham walk is also a walk where we see like Abraham. We're able to see what God shows us in the spirit and by faith and standing firmly in faith, pull it from eternity into time, knowing that it is so because God said so. The Bible lets us under know in the New Testament, if we have the faith of Abraham and believe in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior, as Abraham saw Jesus coming through the generations and what he was going to do to liberate and free the people from sin, from shame, from guilt, from the enemy, and every weapon that the enemy has used. The Bible says that when we receive him as Lord and Savior, then we have the promises of Abraham as well. So the favor life, the process of there is an ongoing place in our relationship and intimacy with God, the journey of faith where we continue to move from height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, and favor to favor. Amen. So we're going to encourage you in this 15 minutes, want to tell everyone that is going through the storm in the natural, who are facing all the winds and all the damage that has happened, especially in Florida and North Carolina, places in South Carolina, also Virginia and Georgia, and anywhere that there is water damage or wind damage or any damage at all, we are praying for you, and we're praying for God's divine protection and that there will be recovery and restoration in your life in Jesus' name. And so we're going to talk today about storms, but we're going to talk about storms in the spiritual realm. And we're going to look at some things that we need to understand because we can see in the natural realm what storms do. We can see in the natural realm what storms come to do and how they come to destroy and the fear that they can bring. Well, in the spirit realm, the enemy tries to do the same thing. When we're going through tests and trials in our life, when we're going through situations where it looks like It's about to overtake us. Things are getting ready to happen and manifest in our lives. We have to remember who we are, whose we are, and what our call and purpose is, and know that God is faithful, that he will not allow us to go down, that he is faithful to his covenant and his people, and he will not allow us to go down. When we're in that abiding place, when we're in that place where we're listening to God and we're walking as best we can in the intimate relationship and following in his commands and obeying him, the word of God is nigh us. The presence of God, the power of God, the truth of God is nigh us, and he will not fail us, and he won't let us go down. God will uphold us in his righteousness, and he will make sure we will come back. We will be what he says. If we're going through the fire, we're going to go through that fire, but God is going to take that fire that the enemy meant for our harm, our destruction, our demise, and turn it around for good. We're going to go through that fire now being purified, being in a place where we're going to see the demonstration of God in our life, burning out the things that are not like him and causing the faith that is inside of us to be the gold and the silver and everything else to float to the top. It's going to cause us to understand and know our God like never before. And in doing so, God is going to show forth his greatness, his glory in our lives. We're going to bear the fruit of righteousness like never before. We're going to be the light that causes other people to grow, to mature as we are in faith and cause them to overcome. It's also a place where we won't, when we go through the water, that water is not going to drown us. It's going to be the place of cleansing. It's going to be the place of purification, of sanctification for us. We're going to be cleansed from the things in our minds and our hearts that the enemy would try to use as a place of hostage holding to keep us in bitterness or with wrong thoughts and wrong attitudes, wrong gratitudes, wrong behaviors. It's going to purify us. The word is going to come in. It's going to cause us to know God and his will, and it's going to be the mirror that calls us to see him and know that we can't forget who we are, and we can't forget the word that he's given to us and the word that's inside of us, that if we stay in the place of abiding, we're going to be as he is. There are several scriptures that I want to talk about, but I don't have the time. So when you have the opportunity, go back and read Luke 8:23. Go back and read Matthew 8:24. This is talking about the disciples when they faced a storm and they forgot that the same God who had done so many miracles and so many wonders in their presence and before their eyes was the same one that was on the ship with them, on the boat with them. And because he was there, they could not perish. They could not go under. That same God is inside of us by the Holy Spirit. And we cannot go down when we know our who we are in him, what he's promised us, and what we're going to do in him. And we're abiding and we're remaining in a unity and a connection with him that says, God, you live. And because you live inside of me, I'm not going to fail. I can't fail because you are the one who's already commanded and ordained my steps in the victory of Jesus Christ that has already been won. And even though I'm going through this storm, even though it looks like it's shaky and it looks like we're going to go down, even though it looks like the doctor's report is not in your favor, it looks like the finances won't come back to the place or be restored back to the place or getting hit, or you can't do the things that God has told you. That ministry is getting hit on every side and the people are not in unison or not doing what they said. You have to understand and know that God's purpose and plan will never fail. And even though the gates of hell will try to prevail against the church, it has to cease. And God is going to speak and command the wind to stop. He's going to rebuke that wind. He's going to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And every wind that he didn't ordain, that's every weapon that was formed, every weapon that came after you, that weapon that God said, I didn't send it. This is not my will. This is the enemy trying to stop you. This is the enemy trying to discourage you and try to make you think a certain thing. But I'm going to rebuke that wind in my name. And my name is the greatest name that he must submit to. And as we rebuke the wind in Jesus' name, as we do what he says, and we command it to cease in our lives, every wicked wind, every wicked attack, every wicked thing from the enemy that will try to blow in our life that is not designed by God and not his will, it must cease in the name of Jesus Christ. And we must speak forth the peace of God and command that peace to bring everything to us that God has already afforded us through the victory of Jesus Christ. We have to know that. But I want you to look at, when you get the opportunity, to go back and read Matthew 8 and 24 and Luke 8 and 23, and encourage yourself. I want to look at Isaiah 32, verses 1 through 4. And the word of God says, it says, "Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and the princes will rule with justice." Now, this is talking about Jesus Christ, and it's talking about those who rule with him. It's also talking about shepherds, leaders. It's also talking about us. And it says, we're going to rule with justice. And each one of these shall be like a hiding place for the wind and a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry place, like shade of a great rock. Lord God, this is so good. Like shade of a great rock in a weary land to those who turn to them. So this is letting us understand what the enemy tries to use a storm for. God is going to do the opposite and cause us to be that to someone else, cause us to be that for someone else, cause us by and through Jesus Christ to be the one who intercedes, who prays, who stands in the gap, who lays hands on their sick, who encourages, who commands and decrees by faith the word and the truth of God, living a life that commands God's divine will to be done. And as we do, we will see the demonstration of God in our life moving and manifesting what he says. He says we're going to rule with justice. We're going to be rulers with justice. He lets us understand that we're going to be the shelter from the wind, the refuge from the rain. We're going to walk and live like a flowing stream in a dry land. We're going to be able to give water, give an appetite of thirst for righteousness, for God, for his people, for them. And we're going to be able to cover them in prayer like a rock, a massive rock with shade where they're weary, where they're beat down. We're going to be able to give them what we need. We cannot not be who God told us to and what God has called us to, even when we're facing trials. These things are coming to make us strong. And even though we don't like him, and I'm talking about the spiritual storms, I'm talking about the things that come to make us strong, even though we don't like them, they are necessary for our growth. Paul understood this. He said, if I hadn't been afflicted, if I hadn't gone through what I've gone through, and he went through a hardness that many of us have never faced and may never face, but he went through hardness and many trials and many tests and many tribulations, and he trusted and believed God and knew that God was faithful, and he didn't charge God foolishly, as the book of Job says. He knew that in every place that he was in and everything that he faced, that he would praise God and believe God and stand on the word of God and know that God was faithful to do all that he promised, that he was faithful to make sure that his will was performed even in hardness, and that he would show up and be the saving strength of his anointed to provide for them what they need. And that's what happened. As God provides, Jesus provides protection for us. He gives us provision. He makes it so that our eyes are clear, that we can see precisely in the spirit realm all that he has for us, that our ears are listening to hear what he's saying, and that we will provide the answers, the hope, the life, the truth, the things that someone else will be able to stand with. So it lets us understand and know this. Verse 3 says that then the eyes of those who see will not be closed, and I love that, or dimmed. The ears of those who hear will listen, and the mind of the rash will understand knowledge and have good judgment, and the tongue of the stammer will speak readily and plainly. This is letting us know the transformation happens because of our stand and our righteous faith in Jesus Christ and our obedience. Even though we're going through storms and we're going to face some things, there is something else that God has in store. There's more that he has in store. There's greater that he has in store. Be not weary. Don't allow the storms of your faith to make you think that God has failed you or forgotten you. Know that he is faithful and he doesn't sleep or slumber. And he will rebuke the wind and he will command a calmness to the seas in your life. You're not going to go under. You're going to see the greatness of God. Be encouraged in your stand of faith. Don't allow the enemy's thoughts and the pressure of life to make you doubt God's word. know that God is faithful and he will do exactly what he said and he will show up. He will show up on your behalf in a way that you never expect to make your mind be blown by the awesomeness of his power. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight.